You're listening to Advice for the Advisor. At CAPCA, we know our members spend a lot of time on the road. We're bringing you this new podcast to keep you up to date on all things relevant to the PCA industry. Hello, my name is Alexis Silvera. I'm the Communications Director for the California Association of Pest Control Advisors, also known as CAPCA. Let's travel back for a moment to Sacramento in the 80s and 90s. During this time, the agricultural industry was extremely influential in California. For the most part, the needs of agriculture were acknowledged and prevalent in positive policy. Our elected officials placed value on what we did as the center of food security in California, the United States, and throughout the world. That hasn't changed. We are still the center of food security. So why has the value changed? For the last 50 years, other than a brief stint from 1973 to 1975, the state legislature has been under Democratic control. We saw a large shift in the early 2000s when Democrats gained more seats and have continued that trend until they became a supermajority in 2022. So other than one party gaining more power, why did agriculture begin to shrink its efficacy in Sacramento? That's the question we're aiming to answer during this podcast. I was speaking with a CAPCA board member the other day who got their start at the end of the 90s and beginning of the 2000s in the PCA industry. He was explaining that as social media and other communication tools became a prevalent part of our daily life and culture, there was a huge shift in the outlook and opinion on agriculture. As our adversaries began to take different tactics and change the game in terms of communication and lobbying, for the most part, we remained unchanged. We've seen pesticide activists gain ground even without science to back them up. We've seen labor activists who you may think only represent a small fraction of the actual labor industry, earn a seat at the table that we didn't even know existed. CAPCA and the majority of the agricultural industry has wonderful lobbyists, and they're still a critical piece of success and boots on the ground in Sacramento. However, striking change has become much bigger than one lobbying group. Affecting change has become much bigger than one association. This change requires a full court press and the full agricultural community. Advisors, you're our audience on this podcast for the most part. The PCA industry consists of over 3,000 individuals in California, meaning there are 3,000 scientifically backed professionals who are not only required, but endeavor to make themselves in the industry more knowledgeable, sustainable, and effective through continuing education. Why is this important? 3,000 people can't change a large-scale vote. We can't change a state Senate race that requires 1 million votes, and likely can't even change a state assembly race. However, 3,000 industry professionals give us the strength beyond what many other activists do. So with that, with you, we're changing the game. This change is going to come through the Chapter Advocacy Leadership Program, also known as CAL. The CAL program came to fruition with Josh Walters, the president and CEO of Walters Strategies, and Ruth Ann Anderson, the CEO of CAPCA. Josh and I will be spearheading the program alongside our CAPCA chapters. You may be asking, why CAPCA? CAPCA is unique to the agricultural industry because we have members in every single legislative district in California. That is a powerful opportunity to spread the PCA story and humanize the industry. Because of this reach, we will have the opportunity to build a network of PCAs across California who create long-lasting relationships with their local and state elected officials. This strategy has been used before. The official term is power mapping. Through this strategy, CAPCA members will build a network across California. These relationships will help the industry build credibility in Sacramento. Through that credibility, we will have elected officials who listen to and trust the PCAs of California. As we transition to a statewide program, it's going to take more than myself and Josh, the members of San Diego and Ventura Pilots, and CAPCA staff to truly get the project off the ground. Which is why, at the beginning of this podcast, I talked about the PCA industry. The fact that there are 3,000 scientifically backed professionals who make themselves better and more knowledgeable through continuing education is truly our story. Those are the people we're looking for to join this program. The program is only as successful as the number of PCAs and the districts we have engagement in, meaning we need you. You won't be asked to memorize legislation or know the ins and outs of how government works. All you need is your story. That consists of your career, your livelihood, and your family. The willingness to share your story with elected officials will help correct the narrative that's been perpetuated about your industry. Don't sit on the sidelines. Now is the time to change the game. If you're interested in getting involved in the CAL program, contact your CAPCA state office for more information. At CAPCA, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for listening today.
Advice for the Advisor is a CAPCA production. Produced, mixed, and edited by Ashley Henson. Producers, Alexis Silvera and Patrick Dozier.